ping pong.
I do actually remember that Top of the Pops, and he did do a brilliant impression, as you said earlier, very good.
Mm-hmm.
And that must be why it was so successful.
For sure.
Bit of a sad tune.
Yeah, but then after that, they did all those tracks with him impersonating Elvis.
Yes.
Yeah, and that was kind of the end of their career after about a year later, I think.
That's a shame, because I thought they were very good. They're also one of my early faves. So, yeah, Les Gray, like many other lead vocalists, is now one of Elvis's backing singers.
Correct. Oh, nicely put. I'll be thinking there for a minute. I'm going, wow.
Do you remember one of the Mud people, lead guitarist, who had more hair than you and I have ever had?
The big old curly head guy.
Yeah, and earrings.
And earrings. He had a hairstyle like, here's the thing, I've just thought of this now. He had a hairstyle that was like the one that Kylie Minogue had when she was in Neighbours.
Ooh. I don't know if you know that's a link, but it's a link. Rob Davis was the man's name.
That was him.
Yeah, apart from Mud and a couple other groups, who we'll get to, he was probably more successful as a songwriter.
Yeah.
And he wrote a couple of number ones, including Can't Get You Out of My Head.
Well, there you go, see?
You just didn't know it.
I just didn't know there was a link there. So we got another double header.
Yeah. And that song, Kylie's song, of course, was number one in every European country except one.
Except one?
Yeah.
So which miserable gits didn't buy it?
Finland.
Yeah, well.
All you people from Finland, shame.
They just couldn't bear to watch those really, really short shorts because they thought she'd be getting a touch of death of cold.
It was a cheeky number. Anyway.
Moving on.
After being covered in mud, Rob joined Darts. Darts being...
He did?
Yes, he did.
You chose a Darts track when you were the guest on the show.
I was just going to say that.
Yes.
When I was on my first appearance on the airwaves, I played It's Raining. But he also did Daddy Cool, Come Back My Love, and loads of other stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
70s, late 70s and 80s. Yeah, nine-piece band with quite a few characters in there, but also brilliant
Dan
musicians.
Dan Hegarty, for example.
He was in there, yep, early on. He's now playing again with them.
Yeah.
With a few concerts coming up, COVID permitting.
Well, so not.
And in 1980, Darts released what I think, and many other people do, particularly the people on the Darts group on Facebook, I think is the best ever version of White Christmas. But it only reached number 48.
This might explain why I've never heard it before.
Probably.
Yeah.
And I might know where you ping pong on this one. And if so, it would be to a classic Christmas song.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Even I don't know where I'm going to ping pong yet.
Well, you better find out quick.
I better find out. I've got 2 minutes and 28 seconds, in fact.
So, Darts with White Christmas and with the recently late great Bob Fish.
Whoa, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. May your day. Well, I'm dreaming of a white
Darts. They were brilliant in the day.
Oh, yes.
And yeah, and how they got the fucking vocals from Come Back My Love to get played on the radio is something I'll never understand. I mean, they insisted the word was wang. That's not what I hear.
I'm sure it's wang, Steve.
Anyway, so one of the founding members was Den Hegarty, as we just mentioned, a 2.5 meters tall, shock-haired bass singer. Lunatic.
Oh, very.
He behaved and looked, wired, I think is the word. It's like, think Lurch on cocaine.
Sorry, Dan.
After he quit darts. As you say, he's back, but there was a time he just became a quiz show host on cable TV. In other words, he became invisible. And then he became a lecturer in psychology at Exeter University in Devon in England. Lecturer in psychology, you'd have thought. At one point, he tried a solo single. Christmas single, no less. And it was called Welcome to My Christmas, and we will not play it here because it's shite.
That's a bit harsh.
Yeah, find it on Spotify or Tidal. You won't get to the end of it, I promise you. So anyway, I'm going to take the bait. And the bait was Roy Wood of The Move and of Embryonic Electric Light Orchestra fame. And he was a producer on some of the Darts records.
So he was.
Yes. And another thing Roy Wood did was form Wizard and had that massive hit, which I never get tired of listening to, 1973, again, I was 10. Great year for Christmas songs, if you imagine, because it was The Wizard and The Slade and all of that, a lot of it going on.
Yes.
Possibly even Chuck Berry's My Ding-a-Ling.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll hear some more of these massive things before the show is over. Anyway, I wish it could be Christmas every day. Opens with the sound of a cash register. Presumably because he knew it would be lucrative, and to the tune of, no pun intended, over €200,000 per year in royalties for each of the past 48 years. Do the maths. When the snowman brings the snow, indeed.
Expat Life.